I want to thank everybody for joining this call. I want to thank our speakers, Dr. Jeff Maringel, who's talking to us from Pennsylvania, Dr. Stephen Davis, who's talking to us from Redding, California, and Dr. Yuri Krohn, who's talking to you from Eagle Point, Oregon. The subjects that we will be talking about today are our new stress relief and our newest product, which is forgiveness, which Dr. Stephen Davis has been working with for several months now, and he will share his clinical experience with that.
I have a question about the forgiveness. I've got a patient who was raped as a child pretty violently and was wondering if this would be a good direction for her to go. And then I have a second question. I've got two patients with pretty severe Parkinson's, and one is older, 80-plus years old, and the other one's high 70s, and I'm looking for some protocols.
Yeah, that's an excellent intro into the forgiveness. To answer your question quickly, I'm sorry, who was that that asked the question?
Jill.
Jill, yeah. Jill, to answer that question very quickly, the answer is yes.
Okay.
For the little gal that has been raped. There's a whole lot more that needs to be done, but this is an excellent step in the right direction.
Okay.
Yeah, the protocols for Parkinson's, unfortunately, you know, Jeff would probably give you a little more information on that, but Parkinson's is a small little part of our brain that's been contaminated with heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, and then every once in a while the bug and the critter will get in there. And it creates toxins, the system begins to die. To resurrect that is very difficult. And in my work on the, how long have they had Parkinson's?
3 years.
Yeah. Are they medicated?
One has got the brain stimulator implanted.
Yeah, okay.
And the other one, she's had it, I think, 5 years.
Wow.
But both of them, it runs in their family.
Well, that's because they live in poison environments.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as to be able to bail them out of where they're at, very, very difficult. And my work in that particular area has been limited. And in that, we have gotten some progress. We've gotten some help. We've reduced the symptoms. But as far as completely getting a resolution, I've not been able to sort that out. Now, I'll defer that over to Jeff because he's had a little more work with that.
Me either. The one out of 20.
Yep.
And if you catch them early, but if you can minimize, you have a chronic degenerative disease that if you can minimize the symptoms and maintain them from degenerating further, that's a win. And those
right.
are the criteria you have to come out with.
Right. Yeah.
Because the expectation of total resolution is slim and none because it's just the limitations of time and matter with the person.
Unfortunately, just like with Alzheimer's, it takes about 7 to 10 years of degeneration and breakdown before symptoms begin to manifest. So one of the real problems that we have with brains and their deterioration is that it takes in the adults a while to actually perceive the symptom before they begin to go seek help of any kind. And in doing so is that a significant amount of degeneration has already taken place. So you can detox them, you can debris them, you can energize them, you can raise their nutritional profiles, you do a bunch of things that are helpful. And our subtle energy is basically, my attempt is to upregulate the parasympathetic system, downregulate the sympathetic, and see if we can get a little management there so that their functional ability during the day is better. But as far as actually resolving the focus, which is this part of the brain that's been burned up, really tough.
Can I suggest a protocol of things that you have but we're not talking about real quickly?
Sure.
Brain rejuvenation plus oxytocin plus hypothalamus plus clear mind. Mm-hmm. I've taken to using all of the brain organizing energies simultaneously.
Okay.
In the stress relief and clean sweep. And I think I'm probably going to be talking about brain things and closed set injuries in 3 or 4 weeks, so I don't want to open that subject tonight.
Okay, thank you.
We have another question here.
Hi, this is Margaret Gennaro. Just wanted to just say something about the practitioner who has a woman who was raped when she was young, and maybe someone else has a patient that might benefit from this, even though it's not from Vital Force. It's a technique called TAT. Tapas acupressure technique, and it's not acupressure. It's actually life-changing for trauma. And just go to the website, tat-life.com. You can download the instructions, and I've healed many, many people with horrible, horrible traumas in 20, 30 minutes. So just other people might be interested.
Wonderful. Thank you for that insight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
To step into the forgiveness is that we all kind of have a feeling around that. We kind of understand it a little bit, but I'll give you my little perspective on this. The Dalai Lama was asked by Barbara Walters, what's the goal of humanity? And he says, in every human heart is searching for happiness. Those in the secular world basically just are saying that we are in a constant state of stress, and out of that we have all these emotions that kind of drive us. Those that read their Bible, Jesus said he came to give us joy. And in a recent book that just came out by Dr. Schrock, a PhD that worked 25 years in the cancer world, he wrote a book a couple of years ago which was called Doctor's Orders Go Fishing, followed up with a brand new book that just came out about 2 months ago, and the title of the book is called Why Love Heals. And 25 years of working with cancer and desperate patients, and he was in a bullpen, if you will, of scientists and psychologists trying to understand what does the emotional body have to do with survival. And what they discovered was when the person found a purpose and they felt loved and cared for, their outcomes was dramatically better than over the standard. Problem is that when we have negative emotions where we have been offended or we've offended somebody else, somewhere in there lies this thing called he needs to forgive me or she needs to forgive me or I need to do the forgiving. What we have is, just like we teach our children on the playground, when Billy slaps Bobby, you need to go over and say you're sorry. Well, the whole point is to restore a relationship of the human brotherhood, if you will. But the bottom line is that Billy isn't so much sure he wants to say he's sorry, so what does he do? He shrugs his shoulders, kicks some dirt, and goes, sorry. Well, he really didn't mean it. And unfortunately, we as adults in that particular moment, we think, oh, okay, he did it. No, he didn't. So in that, there is this thing about revenge, there's this thing about hate, there's this thing about fear that's triggered by being offended. And the only way to restore the relationship completely is forgiveness. And we know this from our spiritual teachers. We know this from observation. We know this in our heart. We even know this by looking at five-year-olds and watching them on the playground. We know to restore a relationship with another human, if we've offended or hurt or harmed that human, is this thing which we call forgiveness, particularly if there's an act that has been violated. Problem is, the real goal or the real key of the forgiveness is the letting go of the offense. So if somebody was your partner in business and he embezzled half your money, you went bankrupt and it ruined your life, and you hate your partner for what happened, there is this emotion that hate will eat you up. And most humans, if you take a moment in your quietness, you can generally think very quickly. You're driving out of the car and you have these thoughts, and these thoughts are in our holographic digital player in our head from before birth to today, is that we are recording everything we hear, see, taste, feel, smell, touch, etc. And in this holographic DVD player that we've got, we can instantly remember the times we were offended. We can instantly remember that person should have said and come and sought forgiveness or whatever. It doesn't happen. So out of that, what we do is we stay in this pity party emotion. So there was a very wonderful event that took place. There was a guy by the name Azim Kavasi, and Azim's son was murdered in cold blood. And Azim realized that revenge would eat him up. So he went to his son's murderer who was in prison and forgave him for taking his son's life. And out of that has sprung a phenomena. And you can get him on YouTube and other things. But the bottom line is, he did an act of forgiveness that changed his life. And when he was asked the question on CBS, why did you do that? He said, because the revenge that was planted in my heart was eating me up. So we got a whole bunch of folks foods that are being eaten up, and we see it every day in our practice. And the emotional pain that people go through sometimes is horrific, such as this little gal that had been raped. The viciousness of some of the things that happens to humans in family settings and in neighbor settings and in our neighborhood is unbelievable. And so I thought naively for years that, you know, it's like the Beatles song, all they need was love. Well, that's true, but we also need this other balancing act, which is forgiveness. And so what I've observed using the forgiveness remedy, it allows the person to have the courage to do what they need to do, basically is what I think. It doesn't if you take it, you know, if you take this, the remedy, the individual has a calmness that comes over them a little bit when you sit and talk with them. There'll be a little bit of emotional shift that will take place. But what I really see as an outcome is weeks later, relatives and individuals will say that Bob, you know, what's different? Well, he's participating in the family. He's talked to his brother that he hasn't talked to in years, blah, blah, blah. And on goes the story. So what I think Yuri's tapped into with this remedy that we call forgiveness is one of the most powerful emotional, spiritual connecting remedy outside of his remedy of healing love. And when you combine the two together, which is what I do, what happens is peace and harmony, happiness and joy becomes a player in the person's life as well as the immediate family. So we're talking about folks that have very stressful, struggling divorce situations, infidelity situations, drama in the family. And we all see this on a regular basis because it's the broken heart or the hardened heart of the individual that has brought them to the state of illness that they're seeking for help. And many times it's just the fact that they're overwhelmed by an emotion that they cannot release. And so this thing of forgiveness, this new remedy, because we've been using healing love for a long time and saw a tremendous amount of significant benefit with that, even to the point that you put it in a liquid, it actually helps block pain. Because when you have the emotion and energies of love running through you, your pain mechanisms will drop. But what's interesting about forgiveness, there's a different lift that takes place in the individual. And what we're finding is that there is a sense in that of wanting to participate, going from outside of the family, not participating, to participating. So a couple of just real-life situations. I have a father who has 7 children, 4 boys and 3 girls. And the rumor is that the father, being mean and hateful, has ruined the lives of most of their children. Well, doing the stealth thing, as Jeff mentioned, is that we have the wife spiking his water at night. And what's interesting is that the individual who is not the family is a church-going family, has been reluctant to do church thing, has began to start going to church, and nobody knows why, has actually called his son and is beginning to try to restore the relationship. So there was an awful lot of hope going on in this family, which just a few weeks ago, there's no hope. We have children that have been in stressful situations. A little boy, 5 years old, is in a victim's witness protection program. He's had 2 years of emotional counseling, and he's just as angry and hateful as he was before the 2 years started. And in just a few days, less than a week of taking this at night, love as well as forgiveness at night, the mother said that there's been a transformation. There's other things we're doing, but there's been a transformation in his emotional body, not as hard and angry as he was. So I see this as a very subtle but very powerful thing to be able to shift people in their stuck consciousness, to raise themselves out of an area of being angry and frustrated and revengeful and hateful, and take them up out of that to a higher level in their consciousness so they actually become happier.
I've been stealth-moding it early on in most of my cases. I'll tag either an herbal drainage remedy with a half a bottle of it, if it's indicated, and just send it along and see what happens in the 4 to 6 weeks till the next visit. The stories just related, Steve, are just incredibly interesting.
Well, there's a shift that's happening in the emotions of these patients, and generally it's somebody spiking it in on somebody. and the shift that's taking place is profound. It really is.
You know, if we have a loving intention to what we do and we know it's in the best interest, sometimes it's very difficult to explain in great detail everything that you're doing to help this person move from where you find them to a better place, mentally, emotionally, energetically, physiologically, psychologically, spiritually. So we just give them the tools to move. I think just the name of the company being Energy Tools is very prophetic over the years because it gives the person the opportunity to be back into free will choice instead of obligated to their energetic viruses. That's the understanding you need to approach this with for people that are new to it or haven't experienced it for an extended clinical time. We ask you for a little trust for those of us who worked with this for quite a long time, and that's why we have these calls, is to share our expertise and to hear what you're seeing, observing, doing in your practices and your lives using these tools.
Now, a few years ago, I was struggling with chasing all of these chronic fatiguers, looking for the hidden organism, the mycoplasm, the virus, the Lyme, etc. And what I found in my quest of being the great observer and the diagnostician and sorting it all out was that no matter how well I was in the removing of those triggers and blockades, it was their emotional body that was stuck. And when we began to use this concept of introducing some of the remedies that Yuri has created, such as healing love, and now just recently this addition to that of forgiveness, a huge shift is taking place in the wellness. Because for those that may not be familiar with David Hawking's work of power versus force, is that there's an energetic vibration based upon where you are in your emotional state, conscious measurement that he used. So when people are in fear or they're in grief or in despair, lower energy vibration. We know that because we see it. The question is how they get there. And generally, it's an emotional block. There are some very good clinicians who know emotional release work and emotional therapies that are helpful. And that makes a shift. And I'm also very well attuned to those things myself when we do that in our practice. This makes that process easier, and it allows them to have a fix. In other words, a more of a curative effect on this busted emotional body that we're actually able, Yuri's been able to sort this out, but we're actually able to touch that emotional body in ways that not been able to do in the last several years. And in doing so, the emotional body, as its vibration comes up, so does the resonance of the body itself, the physical part. And in doing so is that when you're doing any type of energy measurements, you'll find is that by just applying this, healing love coupled with forgiveness, what you'll find is that the patient's energetic profile begins to raise and their wellness begins to significantly move forward, and their ability to overcome their terrible disease that they have been afflicted with becomes easier. And so I see this as a huge tool to be able to pry open things that have been stuck, which has got the patient into where they find themselves in their illness state.
Thank you very much, Dr. Davis. I think that was well said. We have one more question here.
Regimens of application for stress relief and forgiveness formulas, how do you dose them?
Good question. I use the axiom with stress relief as needed. And I teach our patients that when you feel overwhelmed, then you need a few drops. They kind of do a self-medicating for those that are just unaware, not in touch with their feelings because they're so down and out and they're overwhelmed, then what I would do is use kind of a routine of 10 drops 3 to 4 times a day. If it makes them feel tired because they're so amped 24/7, they're in sympathetic overdrive, Their beta rhythms are right off the chart. They're in quasi-panic attack mode, one step to the emergency room. This will make them feel tired because they've been so amped for so long, they don't know what that means, and their complaint will be, this makes me tired. When I hear that, I just cut the dose in half. Back them off to the mouth eye drop.
Still 3 to 4 times per day?
If they're not conscious of how they feel, yes. But if they are conscious on how they feel, then it's as needed.
I dose them until their hands get warm and they begin to diurese and they feel tired.
Okay.
Because that's parasympathetic. Sick people have cold hands, cold feet, they're jittery, they have dilated eyeballs, and they don't sleep well. So everything that's the opposite of that is warm hands, feeling sleepy, diuresing, they stop holding all the water intracellularly. Okay. It's parasympathetic response. I dose them, if 2 drops makes them go a little parasympathetic, that's fine. If 20 drops makes them go parasympathetic.
That's their dose.
Yeah. But I predict what's going to happen to them. They go, oh, that's, and I tell them why. I say, you're going to think you're tired, but you're so jacked up that you don't know what relax feels like.
Do you combine stress relief and forgiveness?
I use forgiveness at night. When you go into sleep mode and you have the opportunity to process, and again, just as a Dr. Davis-ism, Jeff may have a different protocol, but I find that 10 drops at night allows them to go into sleep mode, and in the morning, I have them take 10 drops first thing in the morning. So for forgiveness, it's at either end of the window of this daylight-nighttime behavior, and what I'm really trying to do is get a rhythm going, and more importantly, that get their kind of their emotional body at night to go down, and as it goes through its REM sleep stages, that this whole awareness begins as they can open up their files, they feel safe, open up their files in their mind and their dream state so that when they wake up, they'll know what they need to do and actually do it.
At that point, do you advise them to discontinue for a while?
On forgiveness?
Yes.
No, I believe it all day long. It's just like if you sit in a confessional, I think every man of the cloth will say, all day long.
When you achieve the result that it stabilized the patient, would you advise them to take a couple of days or a week off of the forgiveness? Or
I think what he's saying is there's so much depth to the need that you're usually just scratching the big surface of their emotional baggage.
Right.
When they start to get the first results.
You can't OD on that, right?
No.
No.
So is it safe to combine these formulas with prescription medication? Many of those patients, especially psychiatric patients, they're on prescription medication.
Oh, sure.
It's safe to use them along?
Yes. I found them to be safe in everything that goes on in the entire Jujube match that patients come in with, 9, 10, 12, 14 meds. I find that everything that we use, and Jeff and I are been at this a while, and we use a lot, and I just find that to get to know me a little bit better is that I see conventional medicines as biological crutches. If the body gets well, it does not need them anymore.
Yes.
What we find is that the patients are energetic. They do not have the ability to raise their energy sufficient enough to overcome what it is that they're struggling with. So if we, in time, and through the potentiation effect that takes place with these, the patient's energies do rise at the cellular level and then globally through their body. And then what happens is that they're not in need of whatever medications they've been on, and they have their nice little conversations with their clinician. And we get to watch the miracle of life come through a heavily medicated patient.
I'm assuming you are gradually decreasing their prescription medication.
No, I don't. I allow their clinician who's put them on that to do that.
The first thing I found with the Himalayan quartz was that of all the energies, the substances I've ever tested of Yuri's over 10 years now, the Himalayan quartz was the most powerful, in fact, the most specific for the parathyroid gland, for balancing the throat chakra and the parathyroid in particular, to such a degree that it would affect mineral metabolism and physiology by heart rate.
Yeah, so it means that it's not only emotionally but physiologically influenced, and it's kind of natural if it connects heart chakra and brow chakra, so it, the thyroid and parathyroid should be affected.
It allows people's throats to open and to express themselves, and people do so.
Well, it gives them the courage to do so.
It gives them the courage to yes.
Dr. Leggett, I've got a question on the new stress relief. Is it stronger? You use less drops, or why the change to the new?
How can I say it's not stronger? Because it is stronger. It's deeper. It's wider. It's not more concentrated. So it's not like 5 drops, you know, 10 drops worked before, now 5 drops will work. It covers a broader spectrum of stress at deeper levels within the body, mind, physiology, the whole thing, than the previous stress relief.
What energy was added there, energy for not just calming sympathetic nervous system, but for supporting nervous system also. It is kind of more energizing nervous system and simultaneously stabilizing it. That's what was used there in addition to old stress relief.
Thank you all so much for participating on the call. I hope that it was informative and beneficial. You can always contact us if you have any additional questions. Terminate the audio.